Now, my special guest, who I chatted to a couple of days ago now, Alan Gorry from Average White Band. They are playing Buxton Opera House on the 13th of November. And I started by asking Alan if he ever thought there'd be a time, you know, in their 50 years where they'd be locked away and unable to perform for so long.
Yeah, never envisaged that in all our years, that it would come to a complete shutdown, lockdown, whatever you call it. It was very, very distressing for everyone. I mean, not just musicians, but the whole music industry, not just music industry, hospitality, everything, you know, restaurants, bars, hotels, every single facet of the peripatetic life, you know, the travelling life, was all just shoved into the long grass. It was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, just little things like going out for a meal now feel like a real novelty and a real treat, you know.
Whoopee, yeah.
Oh dear, what a strange couple of years. I mean, in all the years of the Average White Band, they must have been one of the strangest times.
I mean, to have lasted this long and then be sort of have your gas put at a peep by something as ridiculous as this and unforeseen as this is quite galling and baffling to the likes of us, and baffling to everybody. I mean, especially for young people who are just starting their kind of their wild young lives, full of hope and everything else. It's really quite mind-boggling as to how people are getting through it mentally and physically.
Absolutely.
But we're not so bad because, you know, we've at least had a lot of great years of doing wonderful things, and you say, well, if this is the way it had to be, so be it. But no, we're really excited to be able to get back out and finally do this tour after two protracted years.
And you know, I'm trying to phrase this politely. You're an old timer in the band, in the nicest possible sense of the word. You've been been there all through, really.
We've been around the block a few times, and we know the way from here.
And this might be a citation needed on Wikipedia, but apparently you're the 15th most sampled act in history, I'm told.
Well, I've no idea where they got that number from, but suffice to say we've had plenty of good samples, some really big successful ones over the last 20 years. And it brought a whole new audience to the band that would come to see live what the roots of these new hip hop and rap records were, and then they've become repeat offenders, coming back to see us again and again, and it brought us a whole new audience.
And I mean, have you got a particular favourite track to play live? You know, out of the repertoire, is the one that you always look forward to playing the most?
I would say the easiest tunes to play are the ones that just play themselves, as I say. I pick up the pieces and let's go around again. They seem to be effortless in the fact that they were well constructed in the first place, and they're fun, real fun to play. Most of them are, but some of them require a little bit more brainergy than these do.
Yeah, and I suppose it's like having a, you know, an ace in the pack of cards. You know, as soon as you start pick up the pieces, the place is going to go off. You know,
yeah, it tends to be that way. And the same with Let's Go Round Again.
Yeah,
and to be fair, Atlantic Avenue, that's another one that brings people to their feet. I don't know whether they've all been to Brazil recently or not, but they seem to get that Latin groove really well.
Gosh, does it seem a long time since the first gigs in the 70s? It must do.
It does and it doesn't, because, I mean, at this stage of the game, time becomes elastic. I find myself now wondering if we played there in 2018, or was it 2016, or was it, well, you know, you tend to find that, the years elasticize themselves, and especially being back out again, we've kind of forgotten about the hiatus, and it all sort of goes down a timeline of slightly blurred, but full of great moments all the way down the line.
And you know, it's I suppose the whole music scene's transformed, because these days vinyl has made a comeback, but you know, you've literally got any song at your disposal on streaming. So I mean, you must have seen some massive changes in the landscape since you guys started.
Well, the first massive change that we see is the pathetic payments you get from streaming.
Oh yeah,
I mean, they are actually an obscenity to think that these companies are charging you people a fortune for subscription, and then they're selling the content, which is all of our music, for nothing. and paying us nothing in return. That's the biggest difference from terrestrial radio and, you know, the buying power of the public buying, well, what was, of course, LPs and vinyl to begin with, and then CDs, physical pieces of goods. And you were paid commensurately on all of that. With the streaming world, that has disappeared while giving everybody the opportunity to hear anything they want at the press of a button, you know. But yeah, unfortunately, I think they're ripping us both off. They rip the public off with the subscription fees, and then they rip the musicians and writers off with their ridiculous payments.
I mean, it's difficult to get an exact breakdown, but I'm sure I read Gary Newman said a million streams of his track made him about 36 quid or something like that.
That would be about right, yeah. Bette Midler had a fabulous one about 3 or 4 years ago at the Grammys when she said, I had 15 million plays of Wind Beneath My Wings. And she says, I got $15, you know.
I mean, that can't be sustainable, surely, in the long term, can it?
Well, it doesn't sustain a career, which is why the live music world became so important about 5, 6, 7 years ago to people like ourselves who decided to come back out full steam. And we just got it back to a really sustainable level where you could just, you know, make a living, break even. And then, of course, everything shut down with the pandemic.
Yeah. And my wife expressed surprise that you guys are from north of the border in Scotland. She had no idea. Do you ever get people... is it just my wife, or do you get a lot of people who think maybe you're...
No, Hadrian's Wall was never a good idea. we scaled that many years ago, so it was... No, I mean, really, we're a British band. We grew up in Scotland and started in Scottish bands, and everybody moved to London, as you had to do back in the late 60s and early 70s if you wanted to make a living at it. The kind of music we were playing wasn't going to be sustainable over the long term in Scotland alone. And then it turned out, and it wouldn't have been sustainable just being in Britain alone, which is why we had to get to the States and see if the kind of music that inspired us and gave us a reason for doing this would parlay back to the audience over there, which, of course, it did, gratifyingly.
And you're playing at Buxton, the Opera House, the 13th of November. So that's a couple of weeks away, isn't it?
That's right, and really looking forward to it, because I know the old Buxton Opera House, and it's been refurbished, and apparently they did a great job of making it into a you know, fit-for-purpose venue today. And I'm sure it'll still sound nice and have a nice tight sound, as these old places always did. We're looking forward to it, and I like being in that part of the world, because you're sort of halfway between Yorkshire and Lancashire, so you get audience from both like Manchester and Sheffield and those cities.
That's the great thing about Tameside Radio. You know, we're literally on the edge of Manchester, but then 10 minutes you could be in this gorgeous countryside. So you kind of got the best of both worlds around here, really.
Yeah, and I think this time around, the last time we were there at Holmfirth, the reservoirs were all dried up. But I think they'll be back to being lakes again.
Oh, yeah, and there's some good chippies around Holmfirth as well.
Yeah, and pubs and everything else.
Oh, but, absolutely.
We've always had a good... I think that's the Peak District, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Park. But, yeah, we've always had a great time there. So very much looking forward to Buxton. And the nice thing this time around, which we've never done before, is we're doing the entire... what we call the White Album, with the AWB on the cover. We're doing the entire album this time, which has never ever been performed since the day it was recorded. So
wow.
That's a bit of a different thing on this tour, a different program.
Has there been some songs you've had to literally relearn from scratch then?
Yes, about half the album.
Right,
because,
okay.
Yeah, when that album came out and became a hit, I mean, no sooner had it become a hit than the Atlantic Records had us back in the studio doing the next album, which was called Cut the Cake, and all the attendant songs from that. So by the time we went out on the road, we were performing most of that rather than the White Album. So, yeah, half these songs were never really performed live. So, yeah, we've had to learn them from the studio recordings all over again, which has been quite a fun exercise.
I can imagine, yeah. And you do social media for people who want to sort of look you up on Facebook, Twitter, and there's a website as well, so they can get all the details there.
Yeah, they can go to averagewhiteband.com, or they can go to the Facebook version of Average White Band. I personally don't do any social media because I just find it distracting, and there just isn't enough time to deal with all the vagaries that go along with that.
I massively envy you for that, to be honest. I do often think, should I just come off them all? They do your head in sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, well, I don't need my head done in. Enough going on in there anyway in me noddle, you know.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in Buxton in a couple of weeks' time. It's going to be a fantastic gig, I'm sure.
Yeah, see if you can roll out some decent weather for that night. That would be really good.
And, I'll book it in, yeah.
We're gonna get in a day early just so we can enjoy the surroundings, you know, and enjoy the neighbourhood before we do the gig. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that very much.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Alan, it's been great to have a chat on Tameside Radio, and good luck for the tour.
Thank you, and have a great autumn.